Hey guys, this is Eric. It's my first podcast, and I want to be discussing the NFL draft, specifically the Denver Broncos, my hometown, my home team. And I want to specifically talk about the differences between Tank Carradine, Bjorn Werner, and the chances of picking someone besides those. The difference is this. Tank Carradine, 10 pounds heavier, an inch taller, stronger, made more total tackles last year than Bjorn Werner. Though he's not an impact player or as big of an impact player, a playmaker, he will create a new sort of dominance in Broncos rushing defense. You line him up next to Big Vic Terrence Nye, and there you go. That's something Dumervil couldn't do. That's something Ayers can't do. Now, pass rushing is key, and guess what? Tank Carradine got 11 sacks last year. That's two less than Bjorn Werner. That's in the top 20 nationwide. That's without him playing the last two games because of his torn ACL. You say, wait, that's a problem. Could be not. You see all these players come back from torn ACLs all the time. They're okay. I expect the same thing. They say he's ahead of schedule. They say that about everybody. But it's good. I see great things from him. I see a great Bronco when I look at Tank Carradine. I mean, we already have Derek Wolfe and Von Miller. Imagine the name. Tank Von Wolfe. That sounds good. That sounds like destiny. All these NFL analysts are thinking we should go with a cornerback. I say, I don't know why. Yeah, Champ Bailey's losing a step. I get it. They say you want the best player available because of our success as a team. You don't really have any holes to fill. I get that. But we have Chris Harris. We have Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. I promise you, he will be better than he was at Philadelphia. He was on a losing team. He was on a losing team, and he didn't feel like playing. Yeah, that might show something about his character, but he's going to be on the Broncos now. He'll want to play for us. On top of that, we have Omar Bolden. Yes, he's only a second-year player this year, but he's a special teams player of the year. Give him a chance to develop. He'll get there. What if you say, hey, Hayden might be there at 28. Well, that's great. No, that would be a steal. But what do we need? They say we don't need needs. We do need needs. To win a Super Bowl, it's now or never. Peyton Manning, a limited time on him. 2-3 years max. Derek Wolfe and Robert Ayers is not going to get it done. I don't believe John Elway. I think it's a bluff about him saying, oh, Ayers is our guy. I don't think so. I think they need to make that pick. Besides that, running back. In the latest John Elway press release, he didn't even mention Marino. He said Ronnie Hillman is a good change of pace for McGahee. He didn't say Marino. Did he forget? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe he did. Maybe he was indicating something. He is injury prone. Let's face it, Marino hasn't had the best track record when it comes to injuries. He can't stay healthy for a full year. We all know that. So what about second or third round pick? I say that's good, right? Jonathan Franklin, that'd be splendid. How about Giovanni Bernard? That's a possibility. Learn under McGahee. God forbid McGahee gets hurt again, but it's possible. Going as hard as you can for 16 games straight, ground and pound. That's hard, especially for someone at the age that McGahee is at right now. I think they need this. They need a running back. It's Super Bowl or bust. Anyways, those are my those are my thoughts on the topic. If anybody has any comments, please leave them. Let's talk about football. I love talking about football. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. See you next time.